This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's our Doctor in the House series. Dr. George Lee, consultant neurologist, co-hosting with me. How are you today, George?
I'm very good. Obviously, in the studio, I'm very, very excited to talk about the topic today.
Of course you would. It's Chinese New Year.
Yes.
Excited. And it's all about Chinese New Year eating is what we're going to be discussing today.
And a bit of ang pao.
Yeah. And you know, last year, nobody got to celebrate Chinese New Year, right? And this year, I mean, you can have reunion dinners, you can visit your friends, but you visiting is allowed, but you cannot have open houses, mm-hmm. right? Something better than nothing. What did you think of that, George?
Well, I think that a lot of people are going to have revenge eating, right? Last year, you save up all your, free space in the stomach. This year, you're going to have revenge eating.
I know, right? I mean, so much we've lost. I mean, I've been indulging from last week, I think. I mean, the food's just been coming in and I can't believe I have to do this show today because we're going to be counting calories. And joining us today, Dr. T.E. Siong, President of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia. We're going to be having this discussion about how to eat sensibly during Chinese New Year. Welcome to the show, Dr. T. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Amira.
Wonderful to have you. Yeah. Dr. T, what's your philosophy when it comes to eating during the festive season?
So as Dr. George and yourself said, we were going to enjoy CNY this year. And my philosophy is always that we should enjoy the festivities, Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, Christmas and so on. But sensible eating is the key and we should enjoy, but have discipline in the eating. And I know it's a very difficult thing to do. Yeah. So I think we should talk a bit more about sensible eating, discipline in eating, and we will be very much happier at the end of the festive season.
It's not just difficult, Dr. T, it's almost impossible.
Easier said than done.
how do we do this sensible eating?
So I'm going to try to convince both of you that it is doable and we should convince the public that we can do it. Yeah. So how do we do it? It's actually recognizing very simple knowledge about eating, about food and nutrition, and be very disciplined about it. I think the key word is discipline. Yeah. So very simple knowledge about food, calorie value of foods, just understand calorie, not so much a protein, carbo, everything. Just understanding calories and what foods can be rich in calorie, that will go a long way towards helpful eating during festivities.
Okay. But in general, would you say calorie counting is important, Dr. T, even outside of festive seasons?
Yes, indeed. Extremely so. But I do not believe in taking a calculator or computer and calculate every piece of cake or meat or veggie that
grandma's going to be upset.
Oh, yes, grandma. I will be very upset as a nutritionist too. We don't do that. But just some general knowledge. Usually, for example, fried foods with high calorie, very simple. High carbohydrate foods with high calorie. So if you can see oil floating in the dish, it's high calorie. Can we just try to remember that? Mm-hmm. I think that's doable, right?
Yeah.
So just that simple knowledge. And the other thing is amount that we eat. I don't say don't eat this and that. It's a very miserable life we're living, yeah? But the amounts are very important. And frequency of eating. We don't have to eat big plates of nasi lemak every other day. I always say that, you know?
Yeah. So I've got discipline, calories, amount that you eat and the frequency. Right,
okay. Of the five. That goes against all the Chinese beliefs, right? Abundance, 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 right?
So how now? How are we going to balance this?
Yeah.
George, I mean, just generally, I mean, you come from a traditional Chinese family,
yes.
I would say, relatively, when I compare to a lot of other people.
That's right. Yeah.
How would your mother take to this?
Well, this year I'm doing all the cooking. So, you know, let's see how my mother takes to this. There's several dishes that I think are mandatory, right? Okay, we all heard of yisang. Actually,
yes.
I'm from Kota Bharu, so there's no such thing as yisang until we found out from KL that there's such thing. So that's one thing. But I find that in recent years, there's a lot more movement to have healthier yisang. So, of course, we have all those crackers and everything. But I recently came across someone brought yisang to my house. It's all fruit and vegetables. Mm. And I think yisang itself is salad, right? And yes, then whenever we do that, my mother accepted it. I think it is a good thing. I think that the freshness of that, the yisang as well, I think a slight tweak to that, I think the older generation would accept.
Okay. What about you, Dr. T? I mean, is yisang, what ingredient of the yisang we should be concerned about? And I'm thinking it must be that plum sauce thing that we drown all our stuff in, right?
Or somebody add all these kind of like crab meat and abalones.
Okay. I mean, is that really bad? I mean,
crab meats are okay. Yeah. We wish for more salmon. Yisang is supposed to be fish, you know, but you may hardly find any fish there. So actually, yisang generally is okay, and we do go for healthier versions, and I would cut down on the crackers bit, you know.
Crackers.
And they also pour a lot of oil onto it. We can reduce that.
Okay.
So the healthier ways of eating yisang. Absolutely. Do have the yisang and toss whatever hide you want to do.
You know, we're going to generate a lot of interest out there now because a lot of people listening and they're going to talk about their own version of yisang, right?
It's not just yisang, right? All your Chinese New Year stuff. I've got the list here. But if you have a question for Dr. T on nutrition, we're discussing, eating during the festive season. It is Chinese New Year on Tuesday. Give us a call. It's 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Yisang, I mean, according to the Ministry of Health, they have a calorie calculator. Yisang, 3 tablespoons is about 50 calories. So very doable. I can eat yisang every day. Yeah. You know, honestly, if it was available, I would eat it every day. I love it, right? Yeah. Absolutely love it.
Just on the subject of yisang, right? I said, I think the older generation of yisang have all these colorings, right? Yeah. I'm a little bit against that. And so what do you think about that, Dr. T? Yeah.
I agree, absolutely, Dr. George. All those colors are quite unnecessary. I had one version of yisang someone gave me, very healthy, purple, cabbage and all that, green leafy vegetable. But absolutely. So a bit of a mindset about how to prepare the yisang go a long way. You're right, the colorings really put me off. Red and green, unlike unearthly green, you know, and red.
Yes. Okay. So we should have colorful vegetables, fresh vegetables. Yes. Yep. So yisang,
natural colors, Dr. Josh.
Yeah, okay. Yisang got a bit of a nod from Dr. T, right?
And MOH says 3 tablespoons, 50 calories, we can live with that.
Let's what about the plum sauce?
The plum sauce?
Go slow on the plum sauce.
And the plum sauce. Okay, go slow on that one. Okay, let's go to the more difficult things to resist. Let's talk about the love letters. And that one I can sit and eat like rice because it's like the love letters.
The letters. Oh, yeah, of course.
Because it's so light and you just keep going. You just can't stop. What are we going to do with love letters? 4 pieces is 210 calories. Just four.
That's like one whole hour of cycling. My goodness, I'm not touching that now.
Yes, exactly, right? Your thoughts, Dr. T.
Yeah, so Nanny, we should go slow a bit on the love letters. Not so loving to us anyway. We should. Actually, it's all carb only. It's only carbs, you know? And also,
sugar.
Sugar and
sugar,
is there egg in
very
it?
Very high sugar.
No, is there egg in it? I thought there's egg
in it. There's egg in it. There's egg in it, but one egg spread out over 250 love letter, not so lovely anyway. So I think you can go slow on the quake bit,
Okay, any version of love letters that is, a bit of a low calorie?
Don't eat
four only lah.
Or get grandma to do a kind of like a, is there such a thing as a, sugar replacement love letters?
I don't know. But as Dr. T said, 4 pieces, 210 calories is still quite a bit though, Yeah.
Okay, we take one. Yeah. All right, okay, we'll settle for one. All right. Okay. So we have the yisang and then we're left letters and we settle for one.
Yeah. Okay.
Generally any snack should be 100 calories, not more than that.
Any snack should be 100 calories.
Generally speaking, a snack 100 calories doable. Yeah. So we talk about portion control is very important.
Yeah. Okay. And any snack 100 calories.
Yeah.
Okay. What about bakwa? Oh, my goodness. Ooh,
that is a no-no for me.
No, you cannot say that. There are queues outside the Bakwa shop in SS2.
Yeah, everywhere today, yeah, everywhere. Me, right? They're open till like, you know, like 5 a.m. Okay. So maybe for those people queuing, what advice have you got for them?
Oh, yeah.
Small piece. Go small piece and tie up your stomach. And
small piece.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to Ministry of Health, Bakwa, one piece is 370 calories.
Yeah. See?
Oh.
400 calories already. Yeah.
Okay, that's one whole cycling spin class. Yeah, that's like, yeah. I'm not touching Bakwa this time.
So there you see, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. So this is a good program, yeah? We're going to generate a lot of interest because when you calculate it that way, then you're a bit more mindful and more cautious, yeah. Right?
So I'm looking at the four principles: discipline, calories, amount that you eat, and frequency. So discipline, okay, you got to decide now which one you really want to eat, right? Yeah. You can't have it all.
You can, but only one of each, right? Okay, one.
Yeah.
We decided we settle for one love letter.
No, you can't. Dr. T just said this is a snack. It's 100 calories.
No.
Only.
Instead of four, you're going for one, and then only half a Bakwa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go for that.
Forget the love letters. Yeah, you can't even have
the rest, give the rest to my brother to make him fat.
And you know, the one thing I have to ask is, this is something I absolutely love, and we'll come back and talk about it, is I'm a sucker when it comes to ngaku. The arrowroot chips. Boy, I love that stuff. We'll come back and find out more about whether or not we can eat that or there's space for it. We're discussing Chinese New Year eating. We hope, you know, that we can all have some kind of discipline and you know, Dr. T helping us through that and how we can eat healthier. Coming up next on Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Mira Sivasodhi, co-hosting this Friday's show, our Doctor in the House series, Dr. George Lee, consultant neurologist.
Benefiting himself as well. Trying to work out what to do for the Chinese New Year. I've got 4 days to prepare, or less than that, actually.
We're only going through snacks, George. We haven't come to the food, the real food. Yeah. We haven't come to the drinks. But, you know, a golden rule, Dr. T. E. Siong, president of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia, on the line with us, helping us to, you know, have some kind of balance, discipline, and, you know, watch the frequency in which we eat, and the four principles that you outlined, Dr. T, earlier on. Coming back to our chips that I love, ngaku, can we actually have some of that at all? And you know, how do we... I'm just thinking, okay, at any one time, okay, you spoke about frequency, you said 100 calories for a snack. So how often can we have a snack?
Oh, yeah. If we have some snack, then we should be mindful of the main meal. Then we should cut down. It's that kind of balancing. Mm-hmm. Talking about, if we have a bowl of curry meal for lunch, then I will cut down on the snack at 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. So this kind of balancing the whole day, 2,000 calories, not more than that. So one bowl of curry meal already 600 calories. And then you have one bakwa already 400 calories. Yeah. You have already 1,000 gone. If you have a drink or something, then you already bust your quota for that day. So that kind of very simple balancing. Your ngaku, it's lovely, but not so bad as kuih kapit, your love letters. Of course, much lower than your bakwa that we talked about just now. So basically only carbohydrate, and it's lovely to crunch, to maybe one small bowl is 140, 150 calories, that kind of estimate. And there's some oil inside there because deep fried in oil, although they try to drip it. So if we can do air fryer, maybe it'll be healthier. Air fryer.
That's a good point. Ngaku.
Yeah. And you can't do, Dr. Joe, you can't do air fry of the bakwa, unfortunately. So it will taste horrible.
Okay,
it'll
this
be a carbon
one,
footprint.
Okay, if you thought one piece of bakwa was bad, this is just going to kill it all for you. It's the nyangao, the kueh bako. The one piece is 690 calories.
And then you add, santan or the flakes, the coconut flakes to it, or you fried it with eggs, right? So
really?
What to do? Yeah.
Don't fry the nyangao.
Oh, I pronounced it wrong.
Steam version tastes nice also. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 690.
So don't fry it. So presuming you just steam it, right? Because it's quite hard. And then you just steam it. That itself is sweet enough. Is that right? What's inside nian gao?
Oh, a lot of sugar. rice, glutinous rice, you can put it in a steaming or put it in a microwave using the reheat version. Yeah, it will taste just as nice. You do want to taste a genuine nian kao, not the oil and the egg and everything, and spoil the original taste of nian kao.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some people fry it with eggs and make it look like French toast. And then add some coconut flakes in there to make it sweeter.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
All right. Yeah. So this one, a lot of calories, almost 700 calories.
Because of the sugar and the rice. So carbs also bring about calories and can be deposited as fat. Not only oil brings about the fixed deposit that we have around the belly. Carbohydrates also do that. And not just sugar, but carbohydrates.
Mira, you know, someone somewhere out there must have invented a low-calorie nian kao somewhere out there.
Maybe.
That's right.
I don't know how. I wouldn't know how. But why is it all the food we like is the food we shouldn't be eating? I mean, that is so unfair.
Let's talk about something a little bit healthier,
okay,
right?
You know, just before that, Elaine is texted in to say, this is so depressing. I'm so sorry, Elaine, but we are just being a reality check here.
Yeah.
You know what? Once you bust it, you got to work so much harder, George. Mm. Don't you agree?
That's right. Yeah, because there's always payback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, let's talk about something like more kind of like fresh and healthier. We get all these mandarins, right? You know, all the oranges, right? Okay, good or bad? Because my mother keeps eating them and I said, it's okay. But I said, it's not so good for your diabetes. So should she or should she not? What about all the mandarins?
That's true. If a person is diabetic, and she actually cut down on the amount of mandarin oranges because they are also sweet. Added fruit for that matter, because of the sugars inside, especially the ripened ones, we should be eating moderately mandarin oranges as well.
And we're getting cases and cases of them, right?
Yeah. And they come as gold, right?
Yeah.
So it is augurs well for the CNY.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, these days, Dr. T, I see that many people, obviously opted for the healthier version, giving people fruit and vegetables. And then, you know, all these gorgeous, gorgeous fruit from Japan. And then they spend tons of money for the cherries, from the peaches and that sort of thing. What do you say about that? You know, they look so good, but I'm sure they're very sweet, right?
Yes. Cherries are very sweet. Lots of sugars inside. And I think for CNY, we still need to come. Again, going back to discipline and eating in moderation, there's nothing wrong with eating cum, but you don't have to munch 5 mandarin orange in a day. And it's not depressing at all. You talk about payback, right? Extremely difficult to pay back. If you add 4 kilograms during the CNY, you will regret it. Yeah.
Oh, I just love it. You know, you're going to regret it, people. Everybody, you're just going to regret it. So don't eat.
Mira, I tell you, everyone said their New Year's resolutions, then suddenly Chinese New Year arrived. Everything is in the bin. So there's no point in Asia to have your New Year resolution.
We just came out of Christmas and New Year, and now we're hitting this one, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's asking, how about steamed nian kao coated with coconut?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, the coconut is going to bring back some calories, right? Yeah, not advisable. You're spoiling the taste of the nian kao. The nian kao tastes very nice without the coconut. Why need the coconut?
Okay, just steam. Yeah, that's it. Or microwave it. Okay. That's what I'm convinced of. Right.
In its virgin form. Sonia is asking, what is a moderate number of mandarin oranges to eat?
Yeah.
One a day.
Oh.
There goes, don't buy the box. It's going to last you a year.
Yeah, we give away cases and then, and then it's going to go rotten after 2 weeks, right? Dr. T, you have just single-handedly destroyed the industry for for the mandarin, right? Because once a day, everybody is going to say, go easy on that discipline.
But it's symbolic, right? It's gold.
It's gold.
It represents gold.
It's gold,
right? right? Yeah. So you just give it to other people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or get a plastic one. You got a fake one.
Yeah, give it to all of us who don't have mandarins. Elaine says, well, now that she knows, she can't ignore all of this. Poor Elaine. Okay, never mind. But I'm happy. I'm very happy we have convinced one person at least. So let's talk about the food itself, Dr. T. I mean, George, you're going to be cooking.
Yeah.
What are you going to be cooking? Then we can go through it with Dr. T.
Okay, right. I'm going to be cooking the two things that my mum said must. All right. Okay. Long life noodles. That's okay. Something that we really need to do for the first day. And it's like the first thing that, I know, first day of Chinese New Year, many, many people are vegan for that day. So do you know that? Yeah.
No.
So that's a very healthy version. Yeah. I'm sure if you should go for that, because it's always the first month and the 15th month of the first day and the 15th day of the lunar month. Many people go vegan. Yes. And then that vegan, and if you cook a bit of long life noodles, which is what I'm going to do, with a bit of seaweed on top, lots and lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, I think that's going to get approval from my mum.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's healthy.
Yeah, I think ancestors are also quite happy with that. And then I really think that that makes you feel not so bad whenever you keep the tradition of vegan first Chinese New Year day.
Really? I've never heard
You never heard of that?
No.
You're going to get a lot of people calling in and then telling you that keep to that tradition.
So you're only going to make long life noodles?
Long life noodles with a vegan long life noodles.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, lots of vegetables.
Right.
Seaweed.
Seaweed is nice. So does that get your approval, Dr. T?
Oh, yes, certainly. But Dr. Josh, if you can find a whole grain long life noodle, I give you three hands.
Oh, you give me hands. Right. Okay. I'm going to do lots of taobao and then lots of, bean curds with that.
Okay.
And then, so I think that's going to be my secret.
He's convinced.
Yeah, he's convinced, right? Okay.
But I think Dr. T is talking about the noodles itself.
The noodles,
right?
I know. So, but I don't know how to
whole
get that because,
noodle.
Whole grain noodles. Go to the organic sections, you'll find it.
Yeah. But my worry is that I'm also preparing the reunion dinner and they have several dishes that we really need to talk about. Okay. One of them is easy, is that we need to have fish in that dish.
Yeah,
it has to be 年年有余, means that every day you have fish because you leave behind more abundance for the following year. So fish is okay for me because I steam it and not too much soy sauce, and then that is fine.
Yes.
And then, however...
Are you saying all of this just so that Dr. T will give his seal of approval, you liar? Are you sure?
It's true.
Sonia's already saying Dr. George is lying. I'm sure he was probably roasting sucking pig or something.
No, roasting sucking pig is the night before the reunion dinner.
Okay, he hasn't come to that.
Yeah, he hasn't come to that. It's one thing called pun choi. Yeah, right. I mean, when you see the Chinese restaurant, they're advertising it like 2-3 weeks beforehand. Basically, that's a one that I don't know how to solve because it's a big clay pot of everything in it. It's like, lots of roast pork, lots of abalones, big prawns, and then underneath there, there's rice. So how do I get out of that one, Dr. T, because pun choi sounds like a lot of calories. It's thousands, right?
Yeah, this is get your friends to join you and share
don't
the
eat
calories
by yourself.
Hey, Dr. T, you've just broken the SOP. Only family.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, get your family to join.
Get your virtual friend to do it with you.
No, but I've never heard of that. But go ahead, Dr. T. Yeah, you're saying divide it up, isn't it?
Yeah, you share out the calorie. That's the way.
Small pot of pun choi, right?
There are smaller ones, you're right. Yeah, so just for the auspicious day, have the pun choi, but smaller version,
Or put more vegetables and put more Chinese leaf cabbages on top.
That makes you cannot spoil the pun choi recipe. They'll be upset with you.
Exactly, George.
So the roast pork has to be in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what else can you modify a little bit to make it more acceptable, Dr. T?
Yeah, add some veggies inside. Yeah,
pun choi, steamed fish. What else?
The long life noodles, and then also the sucking pig, right? Okay. But no, we're not doing that because I just it's so cruel to kill the little pig, right?
I don't know about that, but
I'm sure many pigs get sacrificed themselves, for Chinese New Year. There are too many of them. So no.
But for those of you who are having it, Dr. T.
Sorry?
For those who are having sucking pig, what should you be thinking about?
I think really, if we can do away with that.
Do away with it if you can.
I mean, why? Because they take the skin mostly, right?
Mm. Okay.
There's a lot of calorie there. But if you really have to, then share out the pig. Yeah.
Okay.
Small so pieces.
Advice from Dr. T. Try and leave it out.
Yeah. I mean, Dr. T, I mean, for the reunion dinner, I'm sure in your family there are other traditions. Say, for example, you know, fish we must have, poon choy we must have.
What about prawns? Prawns also.
So can you give the listeners out there some advice about how do you prepare those mandruti dishes, but yet you are making it healthy? How do you do that?
Yeah. We are done with fish. And your way of cooking is great.
So steam is okay?
Yeah, you add some kimchi into your steamed fish. Huh? That will be very good.
What's that?
The wolfberry leaves.
Wolfberry leaves.
That's right. Okay. How is that nutrition? How is that nutritious for the berry?
Wolfberry has a lot of phytonutrients, antioxidants inside.
Okay.
And you can even put it in hot water and drink it every day. Yeah. For that, there's no portion control.
Okay, very good.
So, I'm a believer of phytonutrients, plant nutrients, antioxidants, and especially now with the COVID around virus, all these are very important to fight the free radicals that's floating around in our place. So just now I heard on the news about the sea cucumber.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's very low calorie, got some nutritional value.
Yeah. And people believe that sea cucumber is good for your joints, right? Is there any truth in that? Because they all talk about,
collagen.
Is that true? Because it's good for your skin as well, apparently.
Yeah, beautiful skin and collagen and some other functional benefits which have not yet to be identified. But it's not cheap to have the sea cucumber. Yeah, so we can do with that. But you're going to cook it with maybe trotters, then you're going to have a lot of fat inside there. Mm-hmm. So don't use trotter, maybe use pork ribs, and don't add too much oil into it and cut down on the sauce.
Okay, use lean meat that's good. Sounds
nice
like a good tip.
Yeah.
How are you going to prepare your prawns? Because, prawns is it's obviously important in Chinese New Year because it means laughing.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, because it's like in Cantonese, they say siu ha ha means that you're laughing, a lot of happiness, a lot of laughter if you eat prawns.
I didn't know that one.
You didn't know that one? See, you have to learn some things like that,
What was the fish again?
The fish means that abundance for the following year. Something is left behind for the same year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sik ha siu ha ha ma, right? So what? How would you prepare your prawns?
Steam the prawn.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. And it's the original taste of the prawn. But the head is the one we have to watch out for.
Okay.
People say prawn high cholesterol. It's all in the head.
I was planning to just grill it and then with a little bit of a little salt and pepper. What do you think about that?
That's nice. That's nice. And the burning of the prawn is very nice. But don't eat the head.
Don't eat the head. Okay.
That cholesterol is there. Okay. Then they tell me it's the best part.
Sure. We have a question, Dr. T. How about for children? Do they also eat only one orange per day? And what about cookies for them? Do children have different rules when
different
it comes
quota.
To...
because they're growing.
No. If you are talking about 11-year-old child, his energy need is not so high. If a 17-year-old boy, 16-year-old, yes. Maybe his energy needs are much higher than even adult men. So, why not? A few cookies, and portion control is very important for growing kids, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have so much problem with the kids, obviously amongst the Malaysian kids.
Yeah.
Please, let's take care of the kids today so that 20 years down the road, we don't have obesity and problem amongst the adults 20 years down the road.
What would sensible eating look like for a child, perhaps, during Chinese New Year? I mean, I cannot imagine. I mean, it's... We had a good time.
Fizzy drinks.
Yes, fizzy. Let's talk about the drinks.
Okay.
The fizzy drinks, the kids will go for it. The sugar sweetened beverages. I think we have to tell them that these are, I know it's challenging to talk to a 17-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid. Very challenging, but fizzy drink.
In my youth, those bottled drinks, I only had them during Chinese New Year's,
Yeah, you see?
The F&N bottled drinks, the Fanta and the Kickapoo. That's the only time I had them when I was a kid, Chinese New Year.
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah. I know Kickapoo those days. Yeah.
Yeah, those days. You know, that was it. Yeah.
I am much younger than that to remember those. Yeah.
What about Sassy? Come on, I loved my Sassy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to come back soon. But before that, we've got a message. Dr. George, you can make bakwa using an air fryer, same as using an oven. So there you go.
Okay.
You can actually do that. If one mandarin a day, how many of the mini ones? I just ate half a basket. Okay, you busted it. You don't have to ask us. We will tell you. No. One big one or two small ones. Sorry about that. We'll come back after the news and continue the discussion on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome back. It's our Health and Living segment, our Doctor in the House series, Dr. George Lee, co-hosting with me. A few days before Chinese New Year, and we have our nutritionist, President of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia, Dr. T.E. Siong, on the line with us, helping us to eat healthily, perhaps. Some rules established by Dr. T at the beginning of the show. You need to keep a few things in mind. Your discipline when it comes to eating, your calories, think about the oily stuff and all of that. Your amount that you eat at any one time, the frequency at how many times a day you're actually going to be eating. And during festive season, you know, the frequency just gets thrown out the window now, doesn't it? So we've gone through a couple of snacks that, you know, in terms of calories, and how much we should be eating of each. Mm-hmm. And we've also gone through the food,
the
reunion dinner, as well as on the day itself and how you should be pacing it out. I've learnt something new. Sekha. Siuhaha.
Siuha. Sikha.
What does that mean again?
Eat prawns and you laugh all the way. That's
eat prawns and you laugh all the way, but steam it and stay away from the head.
That's right.
steam the fish. Have fun with that. That's all right, because you're eating for the next year as well.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you learned so much today. Okay, so just to move along, and how do we not ruin the festive mood, Dr. T? I mean, everybody's going to be wanting to indulge and all of that. You don't want to be the party pooper and say, no, I'll just have one of this or I'll just have one of that because, you know, I shouldn't be eating. How do we manage that, though, Dr. T?
Yeah, you might offend some people, yes, but you have to take. So, as I say, we try to keep only one or two of each, then we can manage. And I think the host will also understand, yeah. So we should try to manage that. And also the other thing is keep on moving, even during the CNY period.
Yeah, good advice.
Keep on moving and, well, stay moving in the house or do some treadmill and things like that. It would be helpful to keep on being physically active during the CNY period. It would be helpful and very managing your weight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, prices of food is going up, right? Mm. I mean, we've all seen an increase in the price of food generally after the pandemic, or rather as the pandemic has hit us. Not to mention during Chinese New Year, prices of food continues to go up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like things like your prawns and your steamed fish. And I mean, you know, bawal putih. Don't even talk about that now, right? The white pomfret probably hitting skyrocket prices at the moment. You know, see, you all have to eat la prawns. So now I cannot eat during the Chinese New Year period
just
because
go for
it's
smaller
just too
prawns,
expensive.
Go for smaller ones.
What do you mean? Some people will be buying the smaller ones. Yeah. But, you know, how... That's become a problem, isn't it? The access and availability of some of these food items. Do you have an idea of what the impact of the pandemic has been on this in that regard?
Yeah, I think the 2 years has caused so much havoc to everyone. Yeah. And I think it is really, really thunder and lightning, yeah?
Yeah, it's here. It's the same thing here.
It's also same, yeah. Okay, anyway, so I think it has certainly disrupted eating pattern of the people. I believe some people improve the eating pattern. I think more people cook at home, yeah? And we have also been promoting cook more at home, more often times, you can control the ingredients that you use, cooking methods that you use. We have been talking about that, and I think many people do that. And they cook more at home, and many people become good chefs, yeah? But on the other hand, also a good portion of people still continue to order food from outside, bring to the house, and they don't do much physical activity. So there are two sides of the look at two sides of the coin. But I think dietary pattern certainly has.
And also, changed. With the food prices gone up, it is a good time for you to kind of like buy things less, right? You know, you don't really need so much. And then because one of the things that in Chinese New Year we have that tradition to make sure that you have more abundance, more than you need. Perhaps it's time to think about only buy and cook what you can eat.
But that goes against what Chinese New Year is.
Make it look a lot, right? But it's not that much.
Yeah. I think the food items to suffer is the fruits and vegetables, especially during the last 2 years. I think accessibility, availability has suffered, especially during the initial phase of lockdown. Then the transport of the veggie to the grassroots people has affected quite a bit. So we may, nutritionists say, eat more vegetables, more fruits, but I think that has been affected by the lockdown.
Not to mention also climate change. I mean, our weather patterns have have really affected the supply of fruit and veg locally. So you find a lot of imported stuff coming in, but it's so expensive.
On that note, really should not waste, right? No, don't waste food. And then that's obviously a very important thing, because all the countries and many research just show that, especially during festivity, so much food wastage.
That's true.
You did say keep active during the festive season. Well, most often, you know, we probably won't. And then we're also going to pile on some kilos. Would you advise us going on a diet leading up to the festive season, perhaps? Creating a deficit before you actually pile
it's
on?
It's a bit too little, too late today.
Hey, you still can. I've got 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days. Yeah, straight.
Just eat yisang every day today.
Or just don't eat until the first day.
That's not balanced, Mira.
That's true. It's not balanced. Come on, what's wrong with me?
That's not balanced.
Go ahead. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. T?
You mean create some deficit and then pile on later? No, I don't think we should do that.
Pay now and then, you know, get it later.
What about after? You will find a lot of people doing things after, right?
We eat and try to do a lot of repair work after that. It's going to be very difficult, and we cannot go for, we don't promote, for example, intermittent fasting or drastic reduction of diet to remove the calorie. It's extremely difficult to remove once you pile it on. So I think that should be the message that we pass on to people, that be sensible and you will be very grateful for that. And the general doctor just talked about revenge eating. We shouldn't do that. I think mindful eating during festive season is very important, and we should enjoy the festive season. Yes, but mindful eating is extremely important.
What is your idea of mindful eating, Dr. T?
Portion size. And the frequency of eating. I think portion size is very important, and many people overlook that. So when I go outside and buy some food, for example, the portion size in this country now has become so huge, like what we see in some Western countries, you know. Why should it be so? Our calorie needs are only that much, you know. But I see portion size has increased. People are, I think some restaurateurs are trying to entice people to buy. And some consumers think that they want to get their money worth of the amount that they spend. You know? But it's very unwise. Portion control is very important. That way, we get to enjoy more varieties of foods. We get to eat various kinds of food, and yet we are not putting on weight. So portion control is extremely important, and frequency.
Frequency. What do you suggest? 5 times a day, the 2 light snacks in between? Are you still for that?
Yeah. I think that would be a good advice. And then The main meal mustn't be more than 600 calories, for example, And then the snack must be like 100 calories, And drink plain water instead of the sugary drinks, Because if you drink, you can drink calorie a lot, much more than eating.
Yeah.
So we don't drink calories. And beverages, we talk about sugar. What about alcoholic drink during festive season?
Yeah.
They do contain a lot more calorie than the sugary drinks, so wine and beer. 1 gram of alcohol contains 7 calories compared to 1 gram of sugar, 4 calories, So be mindful of the alcoholic drink we drink.
I didn't know that.
One drink one drink can be 150 calories, but you don't stop in one drink, right?
Yeah.
You don't stop in one standard drink of wine. You may take two, you may take three, and then you are sitting down there watching TV, and then you have your peanuts, and then your ngaku, and your bakwa, and all that. Oh, can you imagine the amount of calories we pile on, I am making it look very sad, right?
Sonia is saying, thunder and lightning, the Chinese gods are angry. Let everyone eat. Sorry about that.
I agree, Sonia.
Sorry, you were saying.
The skies are breaking open now.
And the sky's upset with you, Dr. T.
Oh, no, never, never, never. This is a very good question from Yo Leng Sui. She's saying, what is the real reason why I always get a sore throat whenever I eat too many mandarins? And that I hear that all the time amongst the Chinese community. They will say, don't eat too many mandarins or you're going to have a sore throat. Is there any scientific link to that?
I cannot remember any scientific basis for that. Yeah. But I do know that some of the kuih, like kuih bangkit, the very hard, high flour kind of thing. Yeah. And we do get sore throat because it's very dry.
Yeah.
It is very dry. But I don't understand why mandarin could be like that. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand that.
Can't understand. Okay, that's all right. Don't worry about it. So 600 calories per meal is the general rule. 100 calorie for a snack. Discipline.
And don't go beyond 2,000 calories.
Don't go beyond. Yeah, that's right. And try and steam as much as you can.
Yeah.
Stay away from the prawn head. What else is your takeaway, George?
Well, I tell you, I've got it all sorted out now. I'll just have water, no alcohol. Okay. I'm just going to go for one piece of the love letter. I'm going to one bite of bakwa, and then I'm going to grill my prawns, a much smaller prawns and a small fish. With that, I'm going to laugh all the way, and then I get abundance for the following day.
Yeah.
See, all sorted, right?
Right.
What a great show.
Liar. Practice and then come and tell me whether you succeeded or not. Okay. Dr. T, would you have a message for us this Chinese New Year?
Yeah, I think let's enjoy the Chinese New Year. And we have been locked down for 2 years. I can understand that people are relieved, so relieved, But of course, we talk about SOP. Just remember that. And mindful eating. I always say mindful eating. And it's actually doable. Just very simple things that we bear in mind that everything, we don't have to compute calories and all that, but just be mindful. Choose those that are not fried, and less carbohydrate and more veggies and fruits, and drink plain water. I think mindful eating, portion control, and you'll be laughing all the way to CNY.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. George, would you have a message for us?
Yeah, well, 恭祝大家新年快乐.
Okay. Fantastic.
年年有余, and also 龙马精神.
Translation. Yeah.
Okay, and so basically every year you have the abundance for the following year, and then also you have the energy and the focusness of a horse and a dragon.
Tiger.
Yeah, tiger. No, it's a tiger year, but Loma Jingsen means that you have that energy of a dragon and also a horse.
I didn't know it's a scholar also.
Yeah, it's Chinese a scholar. It's like, not quite.
Thank you both.
Thank you all. Okay. Happy Chinese New Year to all the listeners
out
there.
Happy Chinese New Year. Thank you both for joining me today. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Dr. George Lee, my co-host, consultant neurologist, and Dr. T. E. Siong, president of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia, on Festive Eating on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.